You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we gather in the parish church to celebrate on this second Sunday after Pentecost the feast of all the saints that have shone forth in the Russian land. By this Russian land, we mean Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and all the places where Russian people have settled. It's not necessarily, and in this fact, not a geographical boundary that we know today that is recognized. It's a place of Russian people, people from Russian descent. On this day, all the local churches celebrate their specific saints that they have glorified. In Greece is celebrated all the saints of Mount Athos. In Russia and in the Russian church, all the saints that have shone forth in the Russian land. In the United States and the Orthodox Church in America is celebrated all the saints of North America, and in some of our parishes too, which are named after these saints. Today, you have one additional thing to thank God for, and that is that my voice is weak and therefore the sermon will be short. The second gospel reading today, I think, is the most instructive for us. We heard the first one last week too. I'm sure you knew it immediately. The saints that have shone forth in the Russian land, and this is the icon. Of course, it doesn't necessarily contain every person. It's all the saints that have been glorified on the earth. That is, that the Lord has glorified. The All Saints of North America icon is probably about the size of this icon of Mother of God. So it's about that size. Which of course means to all of us that the Russian saints are much better. And if that's what we think, then we're completely fooled. In fact, it gives me the opportunity to name my favorite heresy, not that I like heresies, but just the way it sounds, ethnophilitism. Ethnophilitism, that is believing that your race of people is better, more saved than others. It's kind of like some animals are more equal than others, and if you don't know where I got that, you can talk to me later. In any case, it's a sin. It's a heresy. But, nonetheless, when we compare the two icons, and we see that the icon of All Saints of Russia is larger, that there are more saints there, what should we say? Oh, that's good for them, and you know, that's so long that they've had the church, you know, more than 1,000 years, and here in America, only 300 years, you know, and so it's so big, of course. No, we shall say, and that's what we need to attain to. And how? How do we attain to it? This is the question. How do we become the saints? Well, this is where we get to the second gospel reading. This gospel reading of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, and so on and so forth, that we read. This is why that icon is so big. Because they took that to heart. That was not some abstraction. That was not some great idea. That was not something you put on the wall. And maybe you look at it once every 2 or 3 years, and you say, you know what, that's a good idea. And you just go on from there. No, you take those Beatitudes, and you put them to life. You make them your life. This is how you get an icon like this. It's not because God loves Russian people more than he loves people in this country. Perish the thought. It's not possible for us as Orthodox Christians to believe that. Or that he loves people in Greece more, or whatever. No. God loved the world. He sent his son for all of us. But we've got to buy in. We've got to do our part. He told us how we have to live. Now we've got to do it and not just say, oh yeah, that's a lovely part of the gospel. I can even quote it, Matthew 4:25 to 5:12. Not that I necessarily know it or put it into action in my life, but I know where it is. Useless information if you don't put it into action. So brothers and sisters, today, let's decide that we're going to put it into action. Let's decide that just as when the gospel was preached in the pagan Russian land, when the people were worshiping Perun and all the other gods, quote unquote, and threw that off and took this gospel message to heart and said, well, that's a little better than what we've got. Let's go with that for now. No, that it became their life, that they lived it. And because they lived it, they lived the heavenly kingdom. They attained it already in this life because they took the words of the gospel to heart and understood that we are not supposed to believe it in abstract. We are not supposed to think that it's a great philosophy. We are not supposed to think, well, yeah, it's better than Islam and Judaism, plus my Sunday mornings are free anyway. No, we are supposed to live it. So brothers and sisters, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's understand that it's our responsibility, not our children's, not our grandchildren, not our great-grandchildren, not the 20th generation from now when Orthodoxy has been in America for 1,000 years to make an icon like this. It's our responsibility right now to go out from these doors and to live the gospel. Not just to keep it on our shelf and dust off the dust once in a while, but to live it. And if we do that, then even this analoy and both of them together will not be big enough to hold the icon that will show all the saints that can shine forth in our land. But it's up to us. The Lord will bless us, but we have to do it. Now, brothers and sisters, let's do it. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.